Welcome. Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. OMG, you guys, I wish you could see the view I am looking at outside my window. I'm in Alaska, which is breathtakingly beautiful. A little dreary today and rainy, but oh my God, the scenery, it's breathtaking, guys. And I want to do a shout out to my producer, director, and the company that I'm working for, who shifted the schedule so I could be with you this morning. You know, you got to ask for what you want, and I did, and they said yes. But you got to ask. The universe cannot and will not bring it to you if you don't ask for it. And you know, in our community, ask means claiming that it's already delivered to you, right? Not hoping, not wishing, not dreaming, yeah. It's, this is delivered to me now. That's the original meaning of ask. So ask with power and clarity and knowing, and then things are delivered unto you. I want to remind you that our webinar is coming up, and today's information that I have to share with you is, I'm sure, because the intention of the webinar has been stated so clearly. As you know, the next webinar is Dissecting Your Inner Dialogue. And when I was sitting in my room last night, and I said, all right, what's the highest thing that I can bring in for everyone today? They took me to hearing yourself. Hearing yourself. So this is the great information. One, we and the God of who we are, because it's one and the same, abandons ourselves when we don't allow ourselves to hear our highest longing. So one of the ways that we abandon ourselves, and that the God of us cannot follow through and give us the desires of our heart, is because we're not allowing ourselves hear our highest longing. And we don't allow ourselves to hear because we don't believe we are good enough to manifest our highest longings. So if we don't believe that we're good enough to bring them about, then why would we allow ourselves to acknowledge all of the things that we want? So we're stopping ourselves instead of just going into the world of all possibilities. So we abandon ourselves when we don't allow ourselves to hear our highest longing, and we don't hear because we don't believe we are good enough to manifest, because we don't believe we deserve ultimate joy, because we believe we must be rescued and redeemed by God. So again, very old religious trainings, guys, that are coming in here to limit us, when literally we have been told in the good book, go do miracles. So do you want to be your own miracle, or do you want to be in the way of your own miracle? Dare to dream, my beautiful people. Dare to dream your highest dreams. So, to put in a full day's work shooting after the show here, my call is 10 minutes after the show ends. And it used to be that I would take myself into like overwhelm in situations like this. And now I just go, you know, just stay in the moment, D. Just stay in the moment. Right now, you're here with the people you love, and you're handling everything just fine. So just stay in the moment. And on that note, we're going to balance everything, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. We are directing our heart to open front and back and merge with our whole brains. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, so we stay in our knowing. We claim we are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Can I go to the calls? I can. All right, Susan, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think you were going to come to me. Well, this is day 11 of COVID. I'm doing a lot better, and I feel better all the time. I've put all my plans on hold for the moment of traveling and everything. I'm just going to take care of me and love me and get me healthy and then go on from there, basically. That's it. And I'm so happy for you being in Alaska. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I would want to live here. Too cold for me, but boy, it's you can't be in Alaska and wonder if there's a God. That's the only way I can explain it, you know.
I've thought about you there. I thought, oh, that is so awesome. I'm so glad she got to go.
So
I'm just taking care of me.
Well, good.
Yeah.
About time. And I just am interested why you attracted this COVID sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Go where you want to go. I don't know
okay.
where that came from.
Well, I do. That's why you guys pay me the big bucks, you know. So
I'm so glad. I love you.
Don't have to put anything in your way anymore, Susan, to go where you want to go. COVID. COVID's just another reason why you can't. You know, we are in the job of creating all the reasons why we can. Okay?
Right.
Okay. So that's what you want to embrace and focus on and bring your love into this next year. Okay?
All the reasons why I can go where I want to go and do what I want to do. Good, 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 good.
Yeah.
Love it.
All things are open to you to creating that. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Have an awesome time in Alaska. Love you so much.
That's the intention. Thank you, baby. I love you too. All righty. Hold on. I got to do the switchboard here. We're going to Miss Bethany in California. For those of you that are just calling in, you want to press 1 to raise your hand, and Stephen will come on and get your little name, Mola. All right, Bethany, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Happy May Day to you.
Thank you.
Quick question. I wanted to ask the channel about my mother's will. I have three other siblings, and she passed away 2 years ago, 2 years and 3 months, and my sister has not distributed the funds. There's not much money left, and I talked with some attorneys. I'm just trying to figure out what direction to take that's in the highest good
situation.
I just want it to be finished. Completion.
No. That's not really the highest thing you want. You want to get paid.
Okay, that too, yes.
Well, you see, if they called you tomorrow and said, okay, it's completed and we decided you don't get anything, I don't think that's what you want. That's not why you called, is it?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. See, that's exactly what we were talking about in the first part of the show. We abandon ourselves when we don't allow ourselves to hear our highest longing we really want. So now that we have gotten clear, the highest question is, what are the best steps for you to get paid? And when I asked that, the first thing that came in was for you to talk to your, is it your sister?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Is to talk to your sister personally. Have you done that?
Okay. Not yet, no. Well, okay. We talk on Zoom calls as a group.
Okay, and what's her excuse for not following through? I mean, I took care of, I've been executor on three things now. Doesn't take this long. So what's your reason?
Oh, there's so many. They're waiting for an IRS refund, less than $100 or $300. They've just finished the inventory list. They're just, it feels like smoke and mirrors.
And when I say it is smoke and mirrors, I get a yes.
Mm-hmm.
So how much do you think you're due, Bethany?
Oh, gosh. Between $6,000 and $12,000.
Okay. So I just want you to feel into your heart when I say this, and how does it feel? What if you call her and say, look, you know, I'll just take the $6,000. I'm fine with that, but I need that now. How does that feel to you?
It feels desperate, but true.
Well, are you desperate for the money, Bethany?
No, not really.
Okay.
It would help, sure, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anytime we get $6,000, it helps. So... so... let's bring your focus then back to the joyful creation of the completion of the will and the receiving of the greatest amount of money you're due.
Okay.
See, right now, you have lost that focus, the channel is saying, and you are starting to focus on what's wrong and how you can make your sister complete this.
Mm-hmm.
You want, your job is to keep focused only on what you want, Bethany, and to feel
okay.
Love and joy around that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. There really isn't anything higher than that. That, to answer your question, that's the highest thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best answer to everything that they can give you, is keep creating what you want and don't allow circumstances to pull you into the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
All right, sweetheart. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Dee. Thank you.
Hold on. Something else is... Well, from what the channel is telling me, it should be, everything should be completed within the next 6 months.
Great.
Happily for you. Okay?
Okay.
All
excellent.
Right.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. All right. Katie in Georgia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Awesome. I'm in Alaska. And I'm with you guys. What can I answer for you, baby?
I am really ready for romance. I want to, you know, get married and have kids, and I feel like I'm really open to receiving it. So I was just wondering what the channel has to say about that, or is it something I need to clear out or something, like a thought or something?
Okay, the positive question is there anything for you to get into alignment to create this amazing relationship? And again, they're saying you are not clear, Katie, about what you want. You know you want a relationship. But
right.
have you done what the channel suggests? Have you written out exactly what you want in this partner and exactly what you want in this relationship?
I feel I have numerous times.
Okay. Well, there's, what, three? There's three things that mm-hmm. are not included on your list. The word
okay.
The word now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The word now.
That's
so you're,
true. Okay.
You're seeing it in the future. Guys, if you see things in the future, as soon as the future gets here, it has to move further into the future. We've talked about that several times over the few years. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
you are creating it. Now, as soon as you claim it, the creation has begun. Do you understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Second thing, we're going to core belief. Here. Okay, I do not have permission to love who I am. We are changing those
okay.
words. We're changing those words to you're not giving yourself permission to be loved as you are. So that's a self-judgment,
okay.
Katie. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I laughingly explain it to people like, you know, you walk into a room and there's five gorgeous guys there. And they all meet your qualifications and you walk in and you go, oh, my God, I so want a relationship with one of you. I'm so excited about this. You know, I really want this relationship. But, oh, by the way, I'm not really loving myself enough to do this. And I kind of judge myself all the time as not being good enough. But, hey, who would like to have a relationship with me anyway?
Okay. I received that message. Yeah.
You have mm-hmm. to be a match to who you want. And that's
okay.
up to your self-definition. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's number two. Number three, sheets. But give me a song, any song that comes in.
I believe I can fly.
Okay. When you say you believe that, it goes right to no. So
okay.
we're looking at all possibilities. You have limited the possibilities that you can have in a mate and a relationship because you are limiting yourself.
Okay. So change that by saying, I believe in unlimited possibilities.
Change by loving yourself unconditionally. That's all you have to do. I love myself unconditionally. I'm fabulous. I'm magnificent. Come on, dude. Come on in. I'm ready.
I like that. I wanted to tell you, I've been listening to Positive Prime, the thing you had mentioned, and
yeah.
I noticed because I used to, if I was thinking about something expensive or luxurious, I would tell myself I can't afford it, or some negative thought would come in my mind. And
yeah.
I've noticed since I've been watching that, it doesn't come up anymore.
Yeah.
So
I'm telling you guys, that's why I offered it to all of you. I'm so glad. So, Katie, find some around relationships now on Positive Prime.
Okay.
Because
okay.
your
Thank
brain
you so
is
much.
Ready to make this jump. Yeah, I can literally feel the difference after I do those Positive Prime programs.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I really noticed that thought that I seem to kind of get rid of, I would just pray about it. It's not there anymore, or I can. I really don't hear it anymore. Yeah.
Good.
So I'm getting free.
Yeah. Good for you, baby. Good for you. And that guy's right out
Thank
there.
You, so
you just call him in.
Okay, thank you
call
so much.
Call that dude in. All right, thank you.
I will.
All right, Miss Donna in New Jersey, you're on.
Today, yay.
You bet.
We really appreciate it. If I could ask the channel to confirm that moving apartments, my lease is up in August, and I did find another place to rent, is in my highest and best. Of course, there's pros and cons in both, so I am a little bit banging the ping pong ball around, is it my highest and best?
That's not the right question.
Okay.
Because anything and everything is in your highest good when you know it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the highest question is, why do you keep going back to your monkey mind? Your heart knew you wanted to move, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so you followed your heart. And then we go into our minds and go, oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't have followed my heart.
Right.
See?
Which is not right.
Well, then we start questioning and doubting and not knowing.
Right.
And then things, you know, like you explained it perfectly, pros and cons keep coming up there instead of just ease into moving into what your heart knew.
Right. And then focus on expanding what I want from that move.
Well, sure. Only what you want. Hold on. Michael sent me this email. I'm going to pull it up on my phone right now because it's a Native American elder, Manitonquat, which means healing story, of the Wampanoag Nation. I'm sure I'm butchering all of this. This is the saying, though. The heart knows what you seek, and your head knows how to get it. You get what you seek when these two work together. When you get the two mixed up, letting your head tell you what you want and your heart tell you how to get it, you have problems. It kind of sums it up.
That is so perfect. It's exactly spot on. Yeah.
So your heart knew. So now tell your brain, I know. I committed to this. And how do we create this in the most joyous, easy way, you know, that's going to make me happy?
Yeah.
Right?
Awesome. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you
Thank
for confirming
you.
What was in my heart. All right.
Yep.
Have
you
a fabulous
it.
Day.
That's
yep.
the intention. And we are going to Miss Lena in Oklahoma. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hey. Congratulations about being in Alaska.
Yes, thank you. I love this part in this movie. She's really freaky. What can I answer for you, baby?
So I got it. I did get a new job. Can't
Great.
Tell you about it, though. Can't say anything about it, but it seems like it'll be fun. I'll send
okay,
you an
email.
Okay,
hold on. Hold mm-hmm. on. Let's just look at that statement you just flitted by. It seems okay. like it will be fun. Who's the creator
well,
of whether it's fun or not?
Me. It, me. It will be
okay.
fun.
Okay. No, it is fun.
It is fun, yes.
In this moment right now, you start creating that.
Yes. Well,
okay.
I actually created two jobs. The other job, though, is for pet sitting. But I've noticed a pattern with the last couple of jobs I've worked where some of the people that I'm around like have the same health issues that I do, which is not something I've ever encountered before.
Okay, what's your question?
So I guess my question is there a pattern there? Or, I mean, is that something for me to look at?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. There's nothing around it at all. Unless you want to choose to learn from it, look at them and go, well, you know, listen to their words. Listen to how they're creating those health problems instead of health. Maybe they're there to serve you while you're there to serve them.
Okay.
You got it? Okay.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, look, what you said to me is they are mirroring you.
Yes.
So if they're mirroring you, you can learn from them in an objective way.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Well, my weight. I went to the doctors and I've gained quite a bit of weight. Would the weight also be going back to the self-love?
Yeah, weight's protection, honey.
Okay.
So why do you need to protect you against you? Well, and they're giving me the new statement. So let's all say it. My body easily, joyously assimilates and experiences all my creation. And so it is. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. Our bodies believe that they can't handle all that we are creating now. And we have to teach our brain from our hearts to direct our bodies to know that they easily and joyously assimilate and experience everything that we're creating. Life is easy. And so it is.
Thank you.
Yep. You bet, baby. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Okay.
And we are going to Miss Diana in New York. Diana in New York. Hi, baby. That's all
right. Sorry about that. So this has been very helpful. I what you just shared with the new direction, I've been using that, and I've seen some improvement with something physical. It's a bit personal, which I'm happy for. I'm just wondering if there's any other information that the channel has regarding, when I looked in the body book, it came up about authority figures, and I'm having some issues with my spouse and just feeling a lot of kind of oppressing who I am and who I authentically
want to
be.
Well, that's the key, you see. Press you. Teach your word. You have
it keeps
you. You know?
Yes.
You have to be the person in charge. Diana, you have to be the person in charge, not your... Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I just... Thank you. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I was just... Am I on... Is this what the true issue is with this physical? I don't know if I'd rather not share, but it's just... is there any...
It is. Highest issue is you are letting... and allowing other energy to create you and your response to this physical challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. They want me to go to a core belief now. This page here. 32, 33. I have to sabotage myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it that you really want? What do you really want, Diana, to create? That's not about your health. What is the thing in your life that if in your wildest dreams you could have it, what do you want?
I mean, my first reaction is just peace. Like, I feel like I'm trying to just keep the peace because my physicality, my body, my being, my practice is, I feel like all the things I'm trying to do to create this, and then I'm bumping up against my relationship. Peace and just harmony. Like, there's the chaos is nonsensical, quite honestly.
Okay, then leave.
Yeah.
But you know that, don't you?
It's part of the equation, yes. And,
okay,
and the resistance is showing up in my body.
Yeah. It is in your highest good to live in peace. So whatever you have to do that, guys, I'm talking to everybody here, is what you have to do. And you're in charge of making those decisions. Every minute, every moment, every day.
Yes, that's true.
Do it in love, but do it for your highest good.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I mean...
Is there anything that's definitely part of the equation, something that's being... you know,
well,
discussed, honestly.
Taking me back to the first part of the show. We abandon ourselves when we don't allow ourselves to hear our highest longing. Your highest longing is for peace and to leave. And we don't hear because we believe we aren't good enough to manifest that longing. So,
Okay. Can
you choose to be good enough?
I would hope so. I believe I can.
No, I'm not going to take that answer.
I know you're not going
to. I am or I'm not? Which one?
I am.
You bet you are. You're the only one on this plane that can be the God of you.
Right.
Okay. So let's get clear about what you want. I am creating peace everywhere in my life, starting within myself. I am leaving any place in my life does not enhance the peace that I claim I am. And I know I'm worthy to create this highest truth for myself. And so it is, baby Kate.
And so it is. Yeah. Okay, beautiful. I'll re-listen and capture. I was trying to write, but I'll, yep.
You know, it's like the Dalai Lama says, if you have to sue somebody on this planet, sue them. Just stay in love while you're doing it. If you have to leave someone on this plane for your highest good, leave them. Just stay in love while you do it. Because if you don't stay in love, then you go down.
I've got that covered, I think. I'm really trying to cover all my bases.
What was that word you just used?
Trying.
I
am covering. I am doing it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Love you, babe. Okay, Kirk, what's up?
Oh my goodness. I can feel through your eyes how gorgeous that landscape is.
Oh, it's really unbelievable. Take me off speakerphone, dude. Thank you. The drive in from Anchorage was, I'll try to capture some pictures and put them on an e-blast when I get back. What's up, baby? What can I do for you?
Well, I'm making some great choices in moving forward on the acting career.
Yep.
And
yes,
I've been asking myself if I want to commit to this other thing, but I feel like it's premature. Like, I should focus on what I'm doing now.
Oh, Kirk. I love you, Kirk. I love you, my red dot Baron here. This is what you do. So, let me ask you something. Should I have said, you know, I really have to focus on just doing my shows, so I shouldn't take this movie? Well, what do you think?
It feels like a misinterpretation of my question.
Yes, but it isn't.
Okay.
That's how you're getting in your own way. So when I say you know you can do it all of it, I get a yes. So let's ask, what's in your way then of not doing it all? Sheet, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
The Godfather.
Okay. The Godfather was the head of the family, right? When I say you're the head of your family, meaning you, it goes to no. Why is your mother still the head of you?
Hmm.
What did she teach you about, well, this is an interesting word they're giving me, minimalization.
She was, her last few decades, looking to downsize. Like, she wanted to live in a hobbit house, basically.
Because?
I want to live in a big house. Houses. I want to have a vacation house.
Okay, but I want to go back to the belief that gave you when, because actually goes back to when you're a little boy, Kirk. But let's take the last decade. So I want to live in a little hobbit house because why? What was her fear?
She couldn't control her world.
Yeah. Well, you can, Kirk.
Okay.
See, there's a really interesting experience, this film, because they were very, very late. I still don't really have a contract, but my agent has a policy that you don't leave to go out of state to do anything until the money's in the bank. And we waited, and we waited, and we kept asking. And I had another offer on the table. And that other offer had to know by close of day Friday. And so I was getting all up in it. And then I said, you know, what I want is to do this film in Alaska, because I did that part, and I love the part. So, universe, just work it out. I'm letting go. I know what I want, so let's create it, and I'm letting go. And an hour later, my agent texted me that the money was in the bank. Now, then he came back and said, so, Dee, they want to know, if they push the dates on the other show, can you get back on the 11th, fly out on the 12th to do this other film? And I went to my heart, and my heart said, no, Dee. No, you need to rest, and you really don't want to do that film anyway, except it's a lot of money. But creatively, you really don't want to do it. And my heart was right. Creatively, I really didn't. So as soon as I got clear about that, as I was texting my agent wrote to me and said, never mind, they can't change the dates on the other one. See, guys, if you live it, if you just live the principles, the universe tells you so clearly. But Kirk, you're supposed to be doing everything that you want to do. You've held yourself back enough. It's time to play big now. You can absolutely keep up with your artwork and create all the stuff in the acting world you want also. Do you think that's possible? Okay. So create it then.
Okay.
Is there anything higher? Is there any higher understanding? No, sir. That's it. Okay? Yeah, see how you want to fight it?
Hang on, let me, give me 1 second. Okay, did that shift in the right direction?
Yes, sir, you have a little more to go. They're just saying go to your heart, and stay on top of those thoughts, because this has been, like they said, kind of a pattern for you since you were a little boy. This holding yourself back so you can handle everything. I know this one well, Kirk. I know it well.
I got
you. You can do this. Okay. All right. Go get him, baby.
All right. Rock and roll.
Okay. Yeah. You bet. Rock and roll. I love it. Okay. Ryan, my little magic creator here. Oh, my God, you're just cooking, aren't you?
Yes. It's funny when it seems like it's even controlling the weather.
Yeah. Yep, you bet. I mean, Ryan really wanted to get his photography out, and really has wanted for the last really 2 years. You know, he's really committed to being recognized, and boy, he sure is now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I've got two pictures that are going into the San Diego County Fair.
Awesome.
And they're beautiful pictures, so... So
well,
I'm excited that they'll
send
be.
Me, all the ones you send me are just stunning. So.
Yeah, last night I was out with a couple of photography friends, and we did some steel wool photography where you've got somebody spinning it to shoot sparks, and you do the longer shutters so that it looks like, you know, crazy circles of light and all that. And I thought, well, let's do the drone, too, and all that. So we got up above it, and it was just a really unique perspective on it.
Oh, awesome. Awesome, sweetheart. I'm really happy for you because I know this is your dreams coming true. And you did it,
yes.
Ryan. Do you have a question, my love?
Yes, I have a quick little one. I've noticed that some little rashes around my nose have started to break out, and I'm pretty sure it's from my sleep mask, but is there any energetic reason as to why?
Nope. I'm getting nothing. And when you said sleep mask, I get a yes. So, Ryan, forgive me, but they're not going to stop harping on it.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm working on it.
Okay, good. Because that's one of the reasons you need a sleep mask is your
yes.
your plate. Okay. All right. No, there's nothing energetic there that I'm getting. That's the right question. Yeah. So maybe your sleep doctor or your dermatologist can help you with that. Maybe there's a solution there. You know,
all right. Sounds good.
Pet it or something. I don't know how they work, but there's nothing energetic there for us.
All right.
Okay?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome and congratulations. I
Thank
love
you.
It. I love it. I love it. Whoops, let me get you off here. I'm sorry, I'm on my laptop and it's a little weird. Arlene, you got to talk fast, but I wanted to get you on. What's your question,
okay,
babe?
Just quickly, is there a chance that my daughter and I could have food poisoning from, I know you're not a doctor, from eating some tomato paste that had been in the fridge, which wasn't cooling only like to 50 degrees.
Arlene,
I
get a no.
Yeah.
When I say you have food poisoning, your daughter has food poisoning, I get a no. Is there a
okay.
reason? No.
Yeah. One more quickie, if you have
yeah.
I got a lot going on physically. is what I'm coughing up, coughing and liquid coming up, is that from the lungs or the stomach?
Have you been tested for COVID, Arlene?
Well, a number of times. I mean, I've got other major stuff going on.
Yeah, I know.
I've been told I could have pneumonia. Also, could this be acid or reflux?
Okay, when I say any of those are the right questions, I get
They're
a no.
Not. Okay.
The
okay.
highest question is why do you need to create all of these physical maladies? That's the highest question. Sheet, book, give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Jingle Bells.
Okay. These are the words they're giving me. I am not joyful about who I am.
Okay. Well, I sure am not now. I mean, I am in the big picture, yes, but the current, you know, appearance, no, I'm really not. Anyway, yeah.
Well, we all are in the big picture, Arlene.
Yeah, right.
We all are in a soul picture.
Yes.
But they want you to be joyful about who you are in embodiment so that
right
your body can heal.
Right now, in the midst of all this, what I'm dealing with. Okay, well.
Right now, in the midst of all this that you're dealing with, you can still choose.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
You bet, sweetheart. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, you guys. What a show. So, Arlene, again, and everybody, my body easily and joyously assimilates and experiences all my creation. Let's say it together and loud and proud. I love me. I love me. Woohoo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.